Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
This day the Church doesn't celebrate Mass as she awaits the Lord's resurrection. So there is no Gospel for Holy Saturday. For your meditation today, one possibility is to read some of the readings for the Easter Vigil except the Gospel, so as to prepare your heart to celebrate the resurrection. After each reading, you can have a short conversation with the Lord. Or else, you may go back to John's Passion to reflect on how each person was purified of their particular defect by entering the Passion. Peter's main problem were the remnants of pride. He had told Jesus that, even if everyone else denied him, he would not. He seemed to derive a lot of self-respect from the perception that he was better than anybody else. The trial of the Passion was a heavy blow to that prideful idea. He denied the Lord 3 times. Worst of all, everyone would know he had denied him. It was embarrassing and liberating at the same time. Peter wept his sin bitterly, and out of the pain, a new Peter, not the fake Peter he had pretended to be, but the real Peter, emerged. For John the Apostle, it was a different purification. Whenever he perceived a slight or rejection, he reacted violently. Like that time when he asked the Lord, "Do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" The Passion was a purification of that anger. He was contemplating the supreme injustice, the innocent lamb being tortured and killed. But at the same time, John saw that Jesus returned no insults or threats. He also saw the example of Mary next to him, who endured everything with incredible patience and with such a peaceful attitude. It was the healing he needed for his anger. Nicodemus was also purified. At an earlier time, he had been afraid to profess his faith in Jesus openly. He knew that other members of the Sanhedrin did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. So Nicodemus had kept in secret the fact that he was a disciple. But at the hour of the Passion, he came forward to request the body of Jesus and helped Joseph of Arimathea with the burial. He was purified of his fears, especially the fear of rejection and the fear of displeasing others for seeking God. So how has the Lord purified you through trials? What does He want to heal in you through this contemplation of His Passion?